Good morning. Airport operator AENA suspended all flights in and out of Gran Canaria and all flights leaving Tenerife on Saturday evening after a storm carrying clouds of red sand from the Sahara hit the Canaries and severely reduced visibility. At least 19 flights to Gran Canaria were diverted. Budget carrier Vueling said some of its services had been hit and advised passengers to check the status of their flights before heading to the airport. The National Weather Service warned that winds of up to 120 kilometres an hour were set to buffet the Canaries until at least today. Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura and Lanzarote are likely to be worst hit. The regional government declared a state of alert and advised people to keep doors and windows closed across the archipelago, whilst authorities in Lanzarote cancelled all outdoor activities, including some carnival celebrations. Preventative measures in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak were taken at the Alicante Elche Airport on Friday, following the arrival of two passengers, both residents of Torrevieja. The unnamed duo, who had been on board an infected cruise ship, underwent tests following their arrival, which proved to be negative. The two, now back at their home, were amongst cruise passengers quarantined on the ship that landed in Cambodia. Alicante Elche Airport activated the coronavirus protocol prior to their aeroplane arriving. Meanwhile, Alicante courts have postponed the oral hearing of a case today because of the quarantine of five of its defendants. The case involves 26 people who were accused of failing to pay their taxes. A drunk driver has been arrested after driving into four people in one day in Sevilla. Local police arrested a 53-year-old male tourist after a breathalyzer test showed that he was three times over the legal limit after he caused a multiple collision. The incident occurred when the man collided with two cars that were stopped at traffic lights, injuring a one-month-old baby and two adults. This came after the man had earlier hit a 92-year-old woman, causing serious injuries around 3 kilometres away. And Russia's foreign ministry said on Friday that a Russian official was detained by the Spanish police during a working trip on February the 14th after her arrest was requested by the United States. The Russian woman, who is now in jail in Tenerife, works for a government organisation overseen by the Russian Agriculture Watchdog and was part of an official delegation, the ministry said. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.